party. If you could, give us a rundown on what 30 Hearts is exactly and what you guys do.
Yeah, so 30 Hearts is a ministry creating families for orphans. And we do this by supporting Christian women in Ethiopia to adopt children from their own community.
Now, how did the organization get started, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so it's my wife and I, a couple years after we got married, went to Ethiopia to visit a child that she had been sponsoring for years, and her name was Wayne. And we went to visit her and visit her. She was living with her grandmother, and learned that her parents had passed away when she was young, and she was able to live with her grandma because of our sponsorship. So, you know, that was the first time I had been out of the country, and being a third world country, it was very eye-opening. And coming back, we just felt like we wanted to do something more. And we kept in contact with some of the people we met there, our translator. And after a while, we just reached out to them and asked if there was any kind of need that we could help out with. He connected us to a friend of his, and his name was Miss Ghana Atisha. And Miss Ghana had started his own nonprofit, and they were doing all kinds of projects all throughout Ethiopia and becoming a very large organization, and they were looking for some partners to help them care for orphans in one specific community. So when we heard that, we were really excited to work with him as a partner because that was where our hearts were. And so it's pretty amazing. God just worked it out from there. We went visited with Ms. Ghana and saw their organization, and we went to the community and met with the local churches and the government there and talked about the need and solutions. And, you know, we just realized there were so many children living on the street because of children, because of parents who had passed away or because they were abandoned. We held this little boy. He was 4 years old. His name is Abitha. He was on the street for about 3 months, so the government picked him up and found a temporary guardian for him. But holding kids like him, meeting kids like Abitha, we realized this was a huge need. And so we came back and shared the story of what we planned to start 30 Hearts, which would be a home where we would bring in 30 children, and we would pair them with women, and women would actually adopt them. Family. And so a lot of people heard this and jumped on board, and so we were able to get sponsors for the kids and the families, and we were able to start 6 months after that. So the home opened in May 2015. That was it was an amazing time to bring in the children and unite them with their new mother. And so far we've created six families for 30 children, and it's been going well, and we hope to keep going. So,
very nice. And again, we're talking with Jeff Mancinetti of 30 Hearts Organization. Part of your mission, and I want to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on this, but part of your mission is accomplished through the collaborative efforts of many ordinary people being used for one incredible purpose. I think that's very, very powerful, and I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny how my wife and I just came into this whole thing because neither of us have a background in nonprofit work or international development. We're just ordinary people with normal jobs here, and we just had a heart to do something and to care for these children. You know, we've heard statistics, and you hear about the poverty in the world, and you want to do something, but you kind of think, what can I do? You know, I'm just a normal person, and it turns out that there's so much that we can do, and we've really seen God use us in ways that we never even thought was possible. Sometimes we feel like we need to be equipped before we can go and do things, but God, He always constantly calling people who are not equipped and then equipping them. So we have met a lot of people who feel the same way, who just have a heart to do something, and they've been able to join us, they've been able to give, pray and volunteer and go on trips and use their talents and abilities. And it's just been amazing for us to see how many people have been supportive of these children that are in Ethiopia.
Sponsor Appreciation Party coming up on July 24th. What kinds of details can you share with us on the Sponsor Appreciation Party?
Yeah, this is the first Sponsor Appreciation Party we're doing. We just want to say thanks to all of the sponsors, all of the people who are giving monthly to keep this mission going, and to care for all the kids' needs, and send them to schools, give them food and water and clothing. And so they're doing so much for them. We want to do something special for our sponsors and say thanks, have them over. We're going to have a big ice cream party at our house here in North Ridgeville. And so, you know, anyone who's made a monthly contribution and committed to that, to supporting these kids, is excited. And we're going to be wrapping care packages. So we're going on a trip in 2 weeks. We'll be heading back to Ethiopia. So we want to give the sponsors a chance to wrap their own little care package, some special gifts and items that we can take over there to deliver to the children. So it'll be a fun time.
Very nice. And I know you guys have some other events coming up this summer, but you've got a really big one coming up in the fall. What kinds of details can you share on that?
Yeah, so we are planning a really big fancy gala coming up in the fall, early November. And after this trip, we're going to have just more stories to share, and we want to go all out for this event. Something really fancy, invite as many people possible. So definitely, if you're interested in coming out and hearing some stories and having a great night and learning more about 30 Hearts and what's going on, then definitely keep your ear open for that event coming up in the fall.
Very nice. And Jeff, where can folks go to find out more information on the organization?
Yeah, the website is 30hearts.org. That's the number 30hearts.org.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you spending some time here with us, and we'll definitely have to have you on again as soon as we get a little bit closer to that gala in the fall.
For sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Jeff Mancinetti joining us here from the 30 Hearts organization. We need to step aside and take a break here on Bull.